This is Nosh, and you're listening to The Shaft.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/deadworkersparty. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Also, this podcast is made possible by MC Pro Hosting, the leader in Minecraft server hosting. Get your server today at mcprohosting.com.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 190, recorded on July 17th, 2014.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I am Afro Monkey.
And I am Mass. Welcome to The Shaft.
The Shaft. On time, for once. And only. We'll see if we can do it next week, right?
Yeah.
See what, if we can keep it running forever. On time.
Wow. All these people are going to be so pissed off watching us on the live stream. They're like, they weren't supposed to start for another hour.
I know. They're going to be like, what's going on? When does the Shaft start? When? Oh, they already did it an hour ago. No, you're lying to me. I'm staying here all night.
That's impossible. That's impossible.
I don't believe it.
They're like, the end of the world! It's the end of the world! Something like
next
that.
Next thing you know, there'll be spottings of Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, pigs will start flying. It's a crazy world we live in.
Dogs and cats living together. Total chaos.
That's right. Total anarchy, just like this show. Not really. But I hope you tuned in to hear about some Minecraft, because we got some news this week. We got some awesome news about what's coming up for the show in the future. Of course, your submissions for Excavation Station and some awesome listener contributions. You know, I would say it's about time to get into that, but we're still grooving to the starting tunes. Yeah. What were you saying, Maz?
It's going to be a good one this week. I can feel it in my waters.
Is that an Australian term for bladder?
Probably.
Look, I'm going to do the dance, too. We can all do the dance.
Can.
Yeah.
Afro refuses. He's too cool. He's a hipster. He's a podcast hipster.
Too cool.
He's about to leap over the table and punch me in the old face. Well, let's
I ain't dance with no vanillas. What the hell?
Now, we didn't get any sponsors this week. And I think it's all Maz's fault.
Yes.
But you know,
we're totally blaming that all on Maz.
But maybe
catch me.
Think people have probably moved over to the Patreon. Patreon's still doing good, doing morning coffee every morning, and it's been morning tea lately.
Does the coffee make you a mite bit nervous?
No. I love the coffee, but I've been drinking the coffee before I leave to come in.
Oh.
And then I'll drink tea. I like bring a big tea with me. So
sweet tea or hot tea?
Sweet tea.
Yeah.
Sweet tea.
Because you're from the South.
Yeah, and they had a well, it's sweet diet peach tea because Snapple had a sale.
Oh, okay.
So, and now I'm out because today is the last. So that's just news, though.
Yeah.
The journeys.
Oh. From the Minecraft.
Did you see what I did there?
And updates.
I totally
threw me off.
Totally threw his brain out of whack.
Actually, I just wasn't paying attention, and I
did you just have
button.
A stroke? I don't really know.
He just stroked out.
Let's just mulligan that.
I heard nothing.
Mulligan from the top. Good rehearsal.
Our journey.
Got some slow journeys this week.
This week and our journey.
Do you need a coffee, guys? Do you need a coffee before we continue?
I should have drank a coffee.
Oh, my goodness. I played some Hypixel server madness with you, Brent, the other day.
That's right. I just started downloading the the video file that you edited earlier to look at it and probably put it up next week.
Yeah, Wicked. It was very fun.
Yeah.
It's really good. We played like this kind of Mario Party style round of like, I think there was like 10 mini games. It was crazy. Just really short. All of them were very different. It was like horse racing, dodging cannons. I forget all the other ones.
Did we talk about it last week?
I believe so.
I think we did.
I actually logged in this week.
We talked about it last week. Okay. That's okay.
I logged in this week and checked it out a bit, and I realized that I am horrible at every single game in there.
I think it takes practice and real-world money. I think that's why. I think the whole reason that Notch is going after these people was all... No, really, I think it's the GTA server. I logged into the GTA Minecraft server this week, mm-hmm. and I swear there were signs everywhere. You want to buy this? You want to buy this? And I don't know if it was... Because it had, like, dollar sign in monies, but I didn't know if it was, like, in-game monies, out-of-game monies.
Yeah.
But that was a little bit of fun. I'd like to get on like the three of us or like a big party, like five.
Yeah,
and
maybe
go around.
Well, depending on if Mass could make it, but like one of our late Friday night gaming sessions.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Because it was a lot of fun. Also, big news, and I know we haven't really gotten anybody's week yet. We just kind of round robin it, but I did want to get the big news is that we got a new permanent host, cast member, Imagineer, Shaftineer. Something for the show.
Please just continue.
Good. It's going to join us full time next week. So
sounds good.
Someone had to do
it. Every week it's going to happen.
Oh, no.
Are you feeling good?
Yeah. So 2 weeks from... No, 3 weeks from now will be good. Last episode.
Oh, I was going to say Maz is, but that's good, too.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
But what else are you even up to, Maz?
You talking?
I was about to say because I hadn't said
anything yet. Really. I've been back in since we played on the Hypixel and played Smash That Out a few times with just some randoms. It's been good fun.
Did you hop into the Enderfiles server at all? Because Afra and I know something that neither one of us did.
No, I haven't been in there.
Oh. Well, just wait till next time because
there's a lot of changes.
Afro and I have been going off the hook. We've been going ham.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Pork chopping it up.
He's been doing a lot more than I have. Will I be able to catch up
on this on the channel? Is that something I'll be able to see the progress of you two?
Actually, tomorrow an episode goes up of the village changes, and I think Afro had an episode going up too on his channel of
I was working on.
Yeah. So
nice, fine.
Yeah, definitely go check both of those out. I've also been working on the Yogscast server, or trying to, and this is actually why I've gotten so much work done on the other server is I caused a bug on the server where whenever I logged in, I would crash the whole server for Yogscast. How fun is it? You're like, and it doesn't happen instantly. So I'd log in, and I would see who was on, and then I would keep falling through the earth, and then kaput, server went bye bye. So like you're logging on, and you're like, oh look, hey, there's Simon and Lewis. I'll be able to say, oh god, I hope they weren't recording something like super special. Yeah. Oops.
Yeah.
But we figured it out today. It turned out to be a Mr. Crayfish's mod, his mailbox for some reason. I don't know if someone sent me a package, but whatever the detection is between you and that mailbox, it was just crashing the whole server. And so I had to log in with the Shaft podcast account, fly over there and destroy the mailbox. And then I was able to log in.
That fixed it? Wow. That
fixed it. So I got on today, and I didn't have time to record because I was recording with Bitburner. We did some Arma 3. But got that fixed. So you'll see more Miss Quest next week. Well, no, there's one coming out Saturday and then next week. So what about you, Afro?
Alert you that the iPad died and it's not charging.
Oh.
This week I recorded two new episodes of At Afro Monkey, which highlight my building project that I was working on. And I also started playing Sky Factory, which basically is a tree growing simulator. Like, you sit there and you wait for the tree to grow, and then you get all excited, you harvest a tree and harvest all the resources and do whatever little thing you were about to do, and then you plant another sapling and wait for that one to grow.
This one sounds riveting.
Oh, it's fantastic. Like, I don't know how I lived all this time without that in my life.
Is so, it anything like Paint Factory or Grass Growing Factory?
I think that's higher levels of Sky Factory.
Because they are some incredibly exciting games, I'll tell you. Am I doing my sarcasmos good enough for you?
You're laying it on pretty thick. But actually, I've been having a lot of fun. Like, once you get past that initial stage of gathering your initial resources, then it actually starts becoming fun.
So when you've planted the seeds and you've grown the tree, what do you do with those resources?
Basically, try to survive and build like a little island, because it's like Skyblock where you just start.
Oh,
you start with a block of dirt and a tree, and that's it. And you have to build from there.
And does it give you sort of goals that you have to achieve?
I'm assuming there are goals. I didn't
but
read
it. But it's just
any.
A survival.
Yeah, I didn't read that. I'm challenge. Just basically playing it purely survival. Mm. So that's been a lot of fun.
Mm. I was trying something too, kind of like that. Mm-hmm. Trying a new FTB mod, because Freckles and I think are going to start a new series as well. So I was looking for some, you know, fun mods to do, and I loaded up Epic Craft.
I
don't know if you've played this before, but like, I loaded in and it was awesome because I look around and I see like rhinos and elephants and giraffes and centaurs and towers. I'm like, okay, this is going to be epic craft. But then I punch a tree and I get some wood and I go to make a pickaxe and an axe and a sword. You know, the wooden implements to get you some cobble. No recipe. Or the recipe actually took, like, some machine to do. And so, at that point, I was like, well, how the flack do you make, like, what? So, I'm running around there, like, I'm just going to run into a mob, and it's going to kill me, because I have no weapon.
Yeah.
So, I found a tower, and it had a sword in it, and I was like, great. Stabbed a thing twice during the night, and it broke. And I was like, okay, this is not epic. I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I'm going to go look up some videos and check that out. I definitely want the animals, because I love seeing the giraffes and that kind of stuff.
Are you sure, like, in really tiny text, it didn't say, like, anti in front of the epic?
Maybe.
I mean, it's a strong possibility.
Maybe. It was painful. But what I'll probably do is just take a couple of those cool mods and just put those in a pack and just run that.
Yeah.
And it'll be an online server too, so if other people want to play, we can do something too.
Cool. But,
yeah.
I still haven't gotten the iPad to start.
It may have to actually hit the power.
I've been hitting it.
Yeah, just hit it every once in a while, and until then.
It's good
so,
and bad.
So
it's
tell me about bad. Your week, Maz.
Again?
I've been sitting here looking for the audio files for the podcast so we could move on.
Yeah.
But I guess that just means we have to do this.
News and thingies from the business times. Okay.
News.
All right, then.
How's that for a bumper?
It was good.
Please never do that again.
Okay. It's probably going to happen during listener contributions in a minute, actually. But there was a couple patches for Minecraft this week, last week, and was really not excited because I've been enjoying doing the weekly update videos.
Yeah.
And all the patches have been bug fixes. Yeah. And that's not an interesting video, in my opinion. So, I guess they're getting ready for 1.8, like, full release.
Yeah.
When do you think? You might want to put some bets on when's it going out.
I'm not really a betting man.
Where are we? Not before August, I'd say.
So you're thinking August.
I think another couple of weeks at least.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll go with Augie or September.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. As late as September.
Maybe.
Oh, September time.
Maybe September sounds like a good time to put a patch out. I think maybe I'm not sure. Something? No?
Afro's just looking at me like,
I don't know what just happened.
What is going on?
I don't know.
I'm just saying it's a good time in September to put out a patch and stuff.
So, we got Maz in August, Bert in September, and Afro does one in on the betting action.
No. Especially with you talking like that, I don't want in on the bet action.
Okay, I'm sorry. Also, does anybody know about the thinner models?
I saw where the arms, instead of being 4 pixels wide, are going to be 3 pixels wide.
And that it's as simple as that. Apparently, Yeb sent out a tweet or some kind of message saying that that it would be an option, though.
Yeah.
So it's not like everybody has to be thinner. I guess they hate fat arms in Sweden.
Mm. Yeah. Everybody's just going on those crazy Minecraft diets now.
Yeah.
They do nothing but play Minecraft and everyone's wasting away.
So Maz, what will you be? Will you be thin arm or fat arm?
I'll have to see the thin arm first. Do we have any...
Yeah, you can click on that link and it will share.
Oh, I'm going to clickety-click
the link. So he's looking. How about you, Afro?
Well, after looking at the pictures, I did notice that it looked like some of them had the thin arms, like the actual arm was thin, but it had...
I see it.
Like a pixel worth of like an armband or a watch around that.
Yes.
And I kind of... If that's the case, then I kind of like that idea.
I did not catch that. That's a good catch there.
They've shrunken the arm so that extra layer of pixel can now be used as accessories, like the hair and stuff. And I think it's great. I'll be going thin arms, and I'll be putting on my wristwatch and my long sleeve shirt, short sleeve shirt over long sleeve shirt. Yeah, it's gonna be good. I like it.
And you know, and my Minecraft skin, I'm wearing a suit, and I don't feel it's fully put together because I don't have a watch. And now I can put a watch and you can actually, you know, notice that I'm wearing a watch. I like this. I think they did this just for me.
Will you make stupid puns like, hey, watch this?
No.
You can actually have your long sleeve of your suit jacket over the top on the fourth layer and have a little bit of cufflink poking out.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be good. I think it should be default. I like it.
Dear thought you'd like it a lot.
I do. I like it a lot. It's going to be good.
Oh, God. It's already starting.
Yeah.
So our good friend Paradise Decay, I figure he must be getting close at being done with the Star Wars adaptation. I don't know if you've seen this, Maz. I know Afro and I have talked about it, but Paradise Decay is redoing Star Wars in Minecraft. This is a new hope, scene by scene. And it was a year ago? Yeah, because he was...
Yeah.
We had first talked to him about maybe putting it on at the DWPP last year in October. Yeah. So way before that, probably 6 months before that.
Yeah.
So he's been working on this. Actually, I think in the article it says 3 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so it's close. And I was just noticing it because when I was looking at news, it was just like everywhere. There's like
I saw The Verge carrying it. Yeah. Several other like tech-related news organizations carrying it. Very, very cool. And I, you know, if you watch the trailer, it's like the Darth Vader breathing trailer. And it's impressive. Like, just the scale of the builds involved in the various scenes, it's extremely impressive.
Does he have people helping him?
Yeah. Like
Yeah, you'd have to.
I forgot who else was working on that with him.
I don't know. We'll have to have him on the show and talk about it, I think.
Yeah. But it's still very cool, and it's very cool that he's getting the recognition for something that obviously is a huge labor of love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And something that is getting a lot of recognition, which I don't know if it should be, is a new Minecraft clone on Facebook called Idlands. Clever name, though. Islands.
Is it monetized?
No.
To have, like,
well, the Android version is monetized. They have some sort of in-game currency, but yeah. I don't know about the Facebook.
Yeah.
But, it's, you know, free-to-play Minecraft, which basically, which I know a lot of people dig on. But just remember, there's only one true Minecraft.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one true, it's like Game of Thrones out here for Minecraft.
And this happens too often. Just wait. Notch will make Facebook shut down. He'll call me like, nope, that's enough. You shut down. I don't want you doing that. No paying for server. See, going back to the whole server thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Facebook would be like, that's not us, dude. I mean, we'll shut them down.
Put on your Oculus Rift and shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's this about the cool shoes models?
Yeah, so this is probably no news for anyone, but I've only just recently found it. Do you remember the website minersneedcoolshoes.com?
Oh, yeah.
It's where you could go and you could edit your own skin or find other people's skins and that kind of thing. It was very handy. I went there recently to grab our models, Brent, so I could use in the thumbnail for the upcoming party games we played. And I've noticed there's a button to create a 3D printing of your Minecraft skin. And it's really cute. So it's like your little dude sitting down on the floor and his head's a little bigger than normal. And it will take your skin and they will 3D print it in color. And it looks really cool. So I just wanted to share that to anybody who might want to have little models of their dude sitting on their table, which I certainly do. And it's only like $25 too, which is pretty nifty. So
how much are they paying you for that one?
Oh, yeah. I'm getting sweet, sweet sponsored dollars.
They should at least give you a free one. The some of the printer guys sent us ones earlier, long time ago, though, I think, when they were just thinking about putting capes on them.
I'm doing this all wrong. I'm supposed to contact them and be like, hey, I'll talk about your thing if you give me some free things. But no, I'm doing it all backwards. the website is... Oh, it's different now. It's I had it in my mind. It's needcoolshoes.com. Go check it out. And tell them that the Shaft sent you, and hopefully we'll all get a free printout.
And if that doesn't really work, if that doesn't work, tell them Large Marge sent you.
Large Marge. Anyway, also, speaking of Large Marge, the Mindthon, Ethan sent us some information that starting on the July 25th, Mindthon's 8 brave volunteers will play Minecraft for 72 hours straight. One last time to raise donations for able gamers. And I'm not sure what the one last time means. If this is the last year they're going to do it, or if it was just a misprint. Like, maybe this is one more time. But that last sounds like... Maybe this is the last one, so give them your support and make them want to do it again next year because, you know, doing it for the charities is always a good thing. We never can because, you know.
Our schedules conflict too much.
Sure, we'll say whatever.
Yeah.
No. I want to do like a weekend stream or something, but it just seems like getting the charity involved is a lot of work past that. I don't know, that's bad. Like, if the charity just says, oh, no, you just do the stream, we'll collect the money and whatever, then
that's
what we do. Like, I'd help out with them, right? Like, yeah, I just want
to... Some of them, all you do is register with them, and they give you a link to a donation page that people basically are pledging.
Yeah.
So, towards your goal of raising X amount of dollars for their charity.
Yeah.
And I might know of one or two. I'll send you some information.
Okay. Doesn't sound like work at all.
Yeah.
It goes on to say, I guess that's directly to us that if we want to promote it, which we would love to. So July 25th, keep it on your radars. We will try to get involved as much as we can. And they want to do something good for the Minecraft community, especially since the Minerama debacle. So they really want to... get some funds for the able gamers this year.
Yeah. And again, the stream starts July 25th at 6 a.m. Eastern time.
Very cool. So, I guess we'll play this and see.
Well, what... I got it. All right.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Damn it. Damn it.
You can hit the stop button at the bottom, too, if you ever.
Well, yeah. I did that because I didn't run it earlier, and now I'm all confused. Wait, it is your turn. Why didn't you stop me, you bastard?
There is a listener contributions above all the other ones, or below it. I'll say, like, anyway, let's just... I didn't get a chance to listen
Epic
to this.
Epic Podcast Battles of Minecraft! You will win! The Shaft Podcast! More Minecraft LP! And at the end of it all, you decide listener contribution!
Whoops, I just got blocked.
Epic!
Wow,
that was
yeah.
It's another one from JBJ. Thanks for sending that in, JBJ. We'll be Thanks, sure to Jay listen Bizzles. To the next one for sure before we air
I keep
it on
telling
the
you
show.
To do that. You keep not doing that.
Well, no, that one's fine. There is absolutely nothing between our two podcasts, though. It's great that Good's going to be on both of them.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, he's been on ours before, and we've been on the Minecraft one, which is awesome, funny stuff. But I think they're less Minecraft. Like, they're more general, like, what's going on in the world
yeah.
kind of stuff, and just being funny guys.
And Good's just a great guy anyway, so.
Yeah. With a great laugh.
Yeah.
What was that? So, anyway, we do want to let you know that we are sponsored by Netflix.
I've been watching Enterprise on Netflix recently.
Is that the Star Wars stuff?
Star Trek. Yeah.
God. Make it so.
Like, I realize I'd watched some of it, but I'd never actually watched all of it. And it's not half bad.
Not half bad. That's a good...
Well, I grew up...
It's not total shit.
I grew up watching...
Glass half empty, glass half full kind of thing.
The original series and Next Generation. So every time I see something... Because it's a prequel to both of those, so every time I see something that contradicts one of them, I get all like,
yeah, I can see that. I've actually been. Some people may think it's worse, but I've been going back and watching Royal Pains.
Okay.
Which is basically a MacGyver doctor. Is that a thing?
Oh. Okay.
Like, he'll show up. He's a concierge doctor, and he'll show up somewhere, and someone will get sick, and he'll be like, give me the duct tape, and give me this, and cuts a hole in their throat, and, you know,
and
they're all good.
Shoves a paperclip in it.
Yeah. And shocks them, you know, by, like, rubbing sheep testicles together real fast, and clear.
Okay.
By the way, it's not charging. Like, it died again.
Oh, well, that may happen. So it's really good, and it's on Netflix, all of 5 seasons, 6 seasons start soon. So go get you a free trial at netflix.com/deadworkersparty.
Yeah, we don't have Netflix down here in Australia, but there are ways for us to have it, and a bunch of my friends are starting to get Netflix because we'd just rather pay for content, you know? And so if anyone wants to help me get a Netflix account happening here for myself, hit me up on the Twitters, because I'm keen to figure out how to do it.
That's weird. Like, do you have to get, like, an American sponsor or something?
I think we need to be sponsored, yeah. Sponsor an Australian child now. For just $5 a month, he can have Netflix and watch sweet, sweet TV shows. Yeah, I think it is a bit like that. I'm not sure. But it's a thing, and if Netflix would just get their act together and pop a squat down in Australia, they could kill our television. So that's good.
They probably are running into all kinds of licensing issues.
Yeah.
That's usually what holds back services like that.
Well, they just got it in Europe like last year and Canada. Like, everybody has like different versions of it because of all the different laws and
crap. Yeah, and it makes it really difficult to get a service like that where you have this huge pool of media, and then you have to curate it for each individual country that you're serving.
Yeah. Crazy. Like, we need some sort of just international law. I say that, but then if I don't like the laws, I'd be like, we need to go back to how the laws were before.
If you think it's hard getting a law changed in just one country, just imagine getting it changed in all countries.
So, really, we need Google to hurry up, take over the world, and initial Google law everywhere. Just be done with it. Oh, you don't like Google, that's right.
I'm leaving.
You're already on the list. You're on the G list. Yeah. They have that, and they will hunt you down as soon as they take over the world. Just letting you know. So you might want to start now talking nicer about them.
When the revolution comes, you'll be the first with Google Glass on your face.
Okay, so Maz, get to the first LC for me, please, sir.
Good old jolly old Panta Claus says, just a quick question. What video editing software do you use? Thanks, and love the show.
What you use, man?
I use ScreenFlow, because I'm on a Macintosh. So ScreenFlow will take my video feed and my computer's monitor and put it into one handy-dandy file for me, and then I can edit that up. No rendering, just hit export. It's done. Very handy. If I want to do anything particularly special, I use Final Cut Pro. But he probably wants to know what you guys use, since you guys are all PC platforms.
Yeah. We use Vegas for the most part.
Vegas!
Combination of Fraps, and then that just makes a file that we throw into Vegas and add on to whatever we want to do, chop it up, add music, add intros, outros, overlays, that kind of stuff, and then just export it out, render it out, and upload it. A lot of people like DxTory. I haven't actually used it yet, so I might try that at some point.
For video capture, I do all hardware-based video capture through a capture card, and then editing, I use Premiere and After Effects and stuff like that. So
we run the gambit. We use just about everything.
We're like the graveyard. We'll take anything.
Yeah.
Name it. We'll use it.
Cool.
Thanks, Panda. Panta Claus.
Next one is from Gold Joe 10, who says, thanks for the advice on what to do to keep Minecraft from going stale. I even tried the Cube World part. By the way, I was 10 when I first made my username, and the name stuck. So that's Dieter Gold Toilets. Joe 10.
Gold Joe.
That's good. You know, it's easy to do that. Like, I think one of my first handles, I think it was for like 50megs.com or something, was BCopes16.
Nice. BCopes. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. We're all going to call you BCopes from now on.
No, we're not. And then I switched to Chaos, and then I was Chaos pretty much.
BCopes.
Till Control Point.
Yeah.
And at some point, I was just like, I'm just going to bring Copeland. Just
BCopes.
Because Chaos is just so just generic.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So
here's a tip for new players. If you're thinking about making a username, instead of putting your age, which changes every year, put the year of your birth, and then that's it for life. I do Maz84. I used to do Maz84 sometimes. I was born in 84. So there you go.
Should people
get that for free?
But do you think it's really good for everybody to know people's ages out there?
Yeah, like, let's just leave age out of it.
13-year-old, 12-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll just come up with something.
I think Maz wants to know their ages.
Oh, God.
I think Edit that out, please.
Done, because I'm going to edit this. Sure. Editing last week, I totally forgot. And, like, it was Friday. I had so much editing that I had to do. And then Chris needed me to come home, like, right away, so I wasn't able to stay late. And then, like, on Saturday, I think it was, I was like, oh, crap. And it was my son's birthday, so I couldn't, like...
Just leave
and come in. And so I had to come in on Sunday and edit the shows, because for the Patreon, we have to have them up earlier than the normal show.
Yeah.
And so I came in and edited the audio and got them up. And so anyway, yeah, it was brutal. So I'm going to actually do all the bumpers and videos, and we're going to play those live in the future. So hopefully we will be done editing the show in the future.
We just got to keep you under control, make sure you don't drop those swear bombs.
I'm not editing those out. You're just going to have to to stop yourself from swearing.
Oh, I haven't sworn once.
I know. You've done really well.
I'm a changed man. So those comments really get to me, man. Oh.
So this next one is from Tito Tulitz. That how you that
sounds good?
Yeah.
Mate, you just gotta commit to whatever you reckon, and that's it.
A question to all of you. What do you think of the most useless thing added? What do you think is the most useless thing added in Minecraft? Mine would probably be flower pots.
Nonsense, Tito. Tito Puente. Flower pots are awesome. Yeah, I love them.
What do you have against flower pots?
Yeah, Tito, what do you have against flower pots?
I don't like flower pots!
Tito.
And we've had this discussion on the show before, and I don't remember what I said at the time, and it's not coming to mind. I know I'm very frustrated at the grow rate of trees right now, and that's really all that's on my mind, but I think that's from Sky Factory.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But I can't think of the useless thing, or the most useless thing in the game.
Useless thing. I've never used a watch, ever, because I can see the sun. And if I'm underground, I don't need to know if the sun's up or not.
Well, the only time is if you're underground and you want to do something above ground, there's just too many mobs for you to kill them all.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you just want to wait them out.
Well, I put it into the same thing.
Don't you? You just go, no, it's still nighttime. I don't know.
And so I guess, I mean, you can put it under the same thing as like flower pots and like decorations by putting a clock on the wall.
Yeah.
But does anybody do that anymore?
No, I didn't know you could.
But I don't know. I mean, there's things that I never really know what to do with, but I assume it's for like potions, like spider eyes and crap like that.
Like it.
So to me, spider eyes are the most useless because I don't know what they're used for.
Well, and it's one of those things. It's like, yes, I might think something is useless, but that's just because I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah,
exactly. And it's the same with you. You know.
I think redstone is fairly useless because I'm not one of those tech wizards that use redstone and create all this awesome stuff. So for me, redstone is like, I'm not going to collect that. But someone else would be like, that's my gold! That's my gold right there! I need that!
Yeah.
So it's...
Well, that's like two of the biggest things on our server like that aren't there that seems like they should be there.
Yeah.
Is that... What'd you just say? My mind just blanked. Redstone stuff. Like, we don't use redstone for anything.
Yeah.
We have a bunch of it. Don't use it. But mine carts and tracks. Like, I've thought about making carts out to, but they just don't, like, what's the real...
It's a lot of, like, for something that we're trying to do. I'm assuming you're talking about the Ender Files.
Yeah, server. Yeah. Sorry.
And what we're trying to do is slay the Ender Dragon, and it's a lot of resources that... Ooh.
Bam.
I'm not used to this mic being from this angle. But it's a lot of resources dedicated to building these tracks to go back to ferry more resources to our base that we could just use those initial resources to do what we're trying to do.
Right.
So it really doesn't make sense for us to have tracks on the base. And I can't think of anything that would be useful towards our goal that we could build with redstone.
Yeah. And then, like, once you get horses, like... then it's like even less necessary.
Yeah.
Like, I think maybe that's one reason they like took so long to get horses. Like, I think it's good on big servers or, you know, like survival servers where you want, like, you know, hey, go to this area. But like when you just got your own stuff, it's like, well, I've seen that area. I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen it. I'm going to go back home and build my home up again.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Good question.
I'm interested to find out what everybody else thinks is the most useful item, just to see how diverse everyone's playing style is. Let us know in the comments below what you think is the most useless item in Minecraft. Please.
Yes.
Anyway, Maz Brent Monkey has a very cool name. First of all, like my name, eh? Now to the serious part. What do you think of Minecraft having its own real-life amusement park?
I know it's crazy and might not happen, but imagine the awesome rides, mascots, and freebies you can enjoy with your family and pals. Love the show and hope to see you guys in an upcoming convention soon. Not a scammy one. Lol. Am I right? JK. Lots of love. Lesson 3. Maz Bread Monkey.
Nice. Nice ending there.
Yeah. That totally was not in the doc.
I think that's basically MineCon, right? Like MineCon's like a movie.
Like a Minecraft Disneyland.
Yeah. No, and I think it would work because like MineCon is like a miniature version. Like they have these small crappy rides. I mean, it's good for a convention, but like if it was bigger, like said an amusement park, then like I think people would go to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least at first, at least for the novelty.
I can see it in my head. It would be an incredible place to go. There'd be like petting zoos full of chickens. Oh, it'd be amazing.
Do you Bunnies think they'd now. Have to do it in Sweden, though? Or do you think they would do it somewhere in Europe? Or do you think they would have to be somewhere in America?
Well, to match the theme of not having birds, I think they would have to do it in Sweden.
Or just shoot all the birds. Just put it down here in the south. We take care of birds with guns. Yeah. Real fast, like.
I think if they want to get any traction out of it, they would have to put it where the largest player base would be, surely. And then it would slowly, you know, then you'd slowly have, you know, mainland Japan and mainland all over the place. But it would be very cool. And if Minecraft, let's be honest, if it keeps the traction it's got going at the moment, I go into places like our equivalent of GameStop here, and just the amount of Minecraft merchandise now, I just look at it and I'm blown away. I'm like 5 years, 6 years on, and now they're coming out with, you know, zombie plushies and creeper plushies, and they've got papercraft. You could just print that off the internet yourself, but no, they're selling it in boxes for $30. Like, it's crazy how much merch there is, and it's awesome. But it's like if they keep going the way they are, yeah, we'll have a Disneyland dedicated to Minecraft. If not, Disney will buy Minecraft and build their own rides.
Yeah. Now, I will say about that papercraft, I just got to defend it because, I mean, and I will say we got some free papercraft.
Yeah.
So it makes it even better. But, like, my kids would have me print out the crap and, tape it together and cut it out, and it would take hours. And when we got, like, the free stuff, it's real sturdy. It's takes 2 seconds to put together. It's great.
Yeah. So,
but, it is a little on the pricey side. Speaking of pricey side, Vincent B82 says, "Hey guys, thanks for reading my contribution this week, episode 189. Shortly after I sent my last one in, I went on to Minecraft. You guys talked about it in the past podcast I was listening to that day at work. Love Farm Hunt and party games. I even flapped around on the Shaftlands for a bit. I'll have to check out Hypixel again. As to the new system for my birthday thing, that's not going to happen. But getting a new system is on my to-do eventually list. Keep up the good work, guys, and good luck on getting a system, Vincent. And thanks for letting us know how you like those servers."
Yeah.
Vincent B82. He is 32 years old, I'm betting.
You think so? Oh, yep. 82. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or he made that account when he was 82.
Yeah.
Yep. Still trucking at 190 years old. It's Vincent B. Like
all right. And our last listener contribution for the week is from Nick. And he says, "Hey, guys, just wanted to say, love the podcast. Been listening to it since the first episode and have loved each episode. Keep up the great work and love from Singapore. Plus 10 points if you know where that is. Oh, and by the way, poop blocks. It's in Asia.
It's only like the only way we can get to the rest of the world, really, is via Singapore.
It's so, like between New Zealand and exactly China, right?
Yes.
Kinda. Yeah.
Somewhere in Japan, I think. Somewhere in the middle of Japan. Thanks, everybody, for contributing. I've really enjoyed that.
If you want to contribute, do the thing at the end of the show where we tell you how to contribute. I don't remember how.
Oh, God.
What are you doing? You're doing the... We got to do this. X! excavation
station. Oh, this show is just going to hell.
Are we doing this Dogma style? What's going on?
We're taking it down a notch.
The iPad keeps shutting itself down, so I don't have bumpers at the moment.
You've got to leave the power in, Afro.
Sitting on the cradle this entire time.
Technology. I love it.
When it works, it's great. When it doesn't, it's not great.
Yeah.
That
makes sense.
That's what people say. Speaking of peoples, Logan wants dual horse saddles. This would simply add the ability for two players to ride the same horse.
Could you imagine the horrors of that?
Visually or mechanically?
I want it to happen. Just so...
If only the front person can control the horse, I'm down for that.
Yeah. I was assuming the second person would be just a passenger.
Firing arrows.
Pew! Yeah.
Yeah. That would be really awesome if they could actually fire their weapon or hit something from the back of the horse.
Or just spank the horse and make it go faster.
Yeah.
Spank my horse! Spank my horse!
But right. I just want that to happen just so I can ride a horse with Brent and keep leaning over into his ears like, "Hi, Brent. How you doing?"
Be like, "I missed you.
You're so warm."
Say you're so warm? It
gets me so high. Yeah.
I am. I just peed in the saddle. Speaking of peeing in the saddle.
This next one, what?
I think, you know how we always talk about new mobs and stuff? I think the desert biomes should have camels, and they should be dual rideable, because that's kind of a camel-y thing. Anyway, moving on.
Okay.
Anyone?
Wazies?
Sounds good.
Yeah. I would like an unbreaking enchantment to be... I would like the unbreaking enchantment to be buffed on armor, because at the moment, Unbreaking 1 on tools is 2 times as good as Unbreaking 3 on armor.
What?
Yeah.
Sounds like a legitimate thing.
Yeah.
I have no idea because I barely enchant anything, so I believe you.
I guess to me, though, you use tools a lot more than you use armor.
Yeah.
So if they made it better on the armor, then it would last a lot longer. Like, I think they want it to last maybe the same, so they're like...
Under the same... Like, if you created a pickaxe and a suit of armor at the same time, and you're in moderate combat, like mining or something with mobs and stuff, they should, with the enchanting or without the enchanting, last about the same. You would hope, but you're just using the pickaxe a lot longer. So in order for you to get some real benefit from the enchantment, it has to be, be a lot more.
Yeah.
Because if you're just sitting there, like if you use your armor, as in getting hit from something, as much as you use a pickaxe, then you're probably doing something wrong.
Yeah. I mean, think about it this way. If they half the duration of the pickaxe, wouldn't you be like, oh, God, no.
Yeah.
Because it would feel like insanely so fast. But anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they do need to, in general, go in and look at tuning all those numbers. But I have no clue. Like, I'll enchant something, and then eventually it'll be almost about to break or something. So I'll go and, merge it with something else.
Yeah, keep either fixing it or merging it until you can't anymore, and then you break it and make a new one and enchant that.
But my God, is he like, you got a stopwatch on this crap? And he's like, I 10 minutes. 10 minutes, Mom! 10 minutes! My freaking armor!
He has a very intricate spreadsheet where he records
every all of his session. Beep!
Well, he's done the research, and let's... I go with him. If he's done the research and he says that, then I think we should listen to him and make those changes take effect immediately. Anyway, Tito Tollitz wants the Holy Grail. Simply, if you found the Holy Grail in Minecraft, you would instantly beat the game. Oh, yes, indeed.
but it's not easy to find, as you would scatter around a whole world just to find it. You'll go through mobs, dungeons, etc., just to find the Holy Grail. If you're lazy on beating a dragon, just go find the Holy Grail. I'm sure Maz would approve of this idea. If not, I'll eat his porridge. Off the show. I don't approve.
The only way I would approve of this idea is if they randomly generated a castle full of Frenchmen who would taunt you, and if you didn't go away, launch cows at you. That's the only way
I think that would be necessary.
The only way I add to that, the only way I would do it is if you found a room full of Holy Grails and you had to pick the correct one, otherwise it would melt your face.
Oh, with the Indiana Jones. And
once your face is melted, you can never play Minecraft ever again.
That's it. It deletes your account and you have to pay for it again.
Yeah.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah.
I think. Mm-hmm. So, and I would have to add that they are adding bunnies to the game. Yes. So they could be heading down this road. Maybe Monty Python has put some money into the old money
hat.
I
have an idea that will save this idea. Every now and again in a dungeon, very rare, you'll find in a chest a Holy Grail item, and it's like a drinkable potion that gives you a whole bunch of buffs for like, I don't know, an hour or something. Is that a good compromise?
I'll tell you what, I totally spaced out because I was thinking of my own idea, and not really an idea, just a lack of, it's just being angry at Minecraft and the general process of development, that talking about dungeons and playing these different mods lately and seeing the dungeons that they've put into a lot of these mods and just going, damn, the dungeons in Minecraft are just absolutely lacking.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, apparently the only real good dungeon to get to is the Stronghold, is any half-decent dungeon in the game. And we got to ours, and we had one, well, not to spoil anything, spoiler, change the channel if you're watching Enderfiles and haven't seen the episode yet. One room. Our super huge Stronghold had one room.
Now, albeit the room was surrounded by water.
Albeit, we got a lot of water in one room. And seeing these dungeons, I'm like, and here's my problem, is I feel like they're going to have to take a good pass at dungeons at some point.
Yeah.
When are they going to do that? Because they're too busy adding freaking bunny rabbits to the game.
Well, and also it seems like it almost seems like they've taken a step back and they're like, there's so many mod makers that are making these amazing things. And it's almost like they've just gone, well, people are enjoying these mods. Why don't we just not impose our dungeons on it? Which there's more than enough space in the world for both.
Yeah.
But in comparison, you look at the dungeons and just vanilla Minecraft and look at any of the mods that have these epic dungeons and great, you know, just the way they do things. Don't some of the mods have dungeons that have actual traps in them?
Yeah, traps and bosses.
Yeah.
Layers and floors and floor. I mean, that was in the Epic Craft, like after like a night of like looking around, I was like, okay, I'm done. I went to creative mode and I went down in the dungeon. I was amazed. It was like five layer floors.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of different spaces, different creatures and mobs in it. And it was just, it was laid out. There were some areas that looked like it was like an old bar or something. And then, I mean, it was just like, wow, this. And that's really what really triggered me, just to be like, that's a dungeon. Like, I have not seen really something like that in Minecraft. But. And I don't think we will for a long time. Like you said, they may just be happy with the mods, but
not everybody plays with the mods, so they don't get the same experience.
Yeah, what were we saying, Matt?
I honestly think that they do need to do another pass at dungeons, strongholds, and mine shafts because they still spawn a bit wrong. You know, you see the mine shafts that have the layers all wrong, or you'll have a stronghold that has a cave going through it and totally messes up the doors and stuff. Like you said, that there are some great modders out there doing awesome stuff with
randomly generated dungeons and stuff, why don't they get a little team on board to fix up the problems that Minecraft has in that regard?
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be awesome. But whether it happens or not is another thing.
Yeah, I'd almost like to see two teams. Like one that works on future
new
items
stuff.
And then a team that does like passes on all the old stuff. Like let's see how and maybe it doesn't have to be two teams, but basically where they like, hey, you know, we're gonna do a 2-week sprint on new stuff, then a 2-week sprint on a couple old features and just kind of keep going back and forth. Because I don't know. I would like to see some of the old stuff ramped up.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, this next one here is from Mohawk Monkey. apparently everybody's becoming a monkey with two E's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hairstyle monkey. I like it.
Says, hey guys, Mohawk Monkey here. My suggestion is boxing gloves. Don't you just love it sometimes when you want to whack someone in the face via Minecraft? Well, with boxing gloves equipped, you can still punch people with additional damage. Whack them in faces. Have fun. Mohawk Monkey, sign up.
Oh, wow. Thanks, old-timey Mohawk Monkey from from the 50s. He's obviously a radio broadcaster from the 50s. It was good times. No, I don't think so.
Like, if I want to hit somebody in the face and hurt them in Minecraft, I'm probably going to use a diamond sword.
Yeah, you just do it.
Like, don't go, you know, half-cocked on this. You got to go full-cocked.
Yeah. Rocked out with said... Anyway, I'm not into it. I don't think. I think it's silly. If you want to do additional damage, just like Monkey, the Afro Monkey says, get out your diamond sword.
Well, then we've heard this before. But I think it went the other route. It was like, so I can punch someone without hurting them.
Well, why would I want to punch him if I don't hurt him?
Right. Like, maybe if you want to do additional damage, you'd be saying, I want Wolverine claws in the game. Actually, so I can put those on and...
Instead of boxing gloves, you would think it would be like brass knuckles or something.
Those funky knuckles.
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you were going with. Yeah.
I think that's enough talking about these.
Tell me about
gloves.
Creeper Man.
Creeper Man 8362 says, Dear Shafters, it would be cool if instead of an infinite fall once you reach the void, you teleport to the Nether. This could be useful in adventure maps for floor traps teleporting you to the Nether.
And you don't have a way back, obviously, because you don't have obsidian to build a portal back. So interesting.
Unless you happen to get teleported into a place in the Nether that is near a portal that's been built already.
Yes.
You're
stuffed.
Yeah.
Maybe you can do a good deed and it'll bring you back to life.
How about you don't cheat and knock out the floor of the game and go into the void? Like, right?
That is a really good point. How are you getting past this bedrock? You're crazy.
Yeah, so just, yeah. Sorry, I gotta agree with them. Just, there's not something broken with the game there. That's just you cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. Still love you, man, though. Love you, man.
A bunch of letters and a bunch of numbers. JMS9926 says, I think there should be drills in the game that could be made from diamond and iron so that mining can be easier. And strip mining would be a lot easier because the blocks would mine much faster. But the drill doesn't work on dirt or gravel. Plus, obsidian mining would be faster as well. That would be amazing because mining obsidian takes way too long. How would we implement these drills? Is this a machine you build and it just off it goes? Or are you drilling with your hands?
I'm assuming it would be a machine, like a tool like a pickaxe or a shovel or whatever.
Like they have these in mods, right?
That you would hold and they have them in mods. I know Feed the Beast in its various mods. I think it had more than one drill from... You know, two separate mods that had a different take on drills.
Yeah. And turtles.
Like, there are already mods out there that do exactly that.
Yeah. And this is one that I'm for leaving in a mod. Like, to me, there's a difference between making advanced tools that kind of I don't know. They just don't seem like they would be in the game.
Like if you want it to be not necessarily realistic, but you would want something like that to be a lot harder to create than making a diamond pickaxe.
Yeah.
And in order to increase the difficulty, you only have so many squares on the crafting table. So how do you increase the difficulty and still make it where you don't have to have all these other intricate things you'd have to add in just for the process to make it more complicated?
You probably have to build parts separately and then put those parts together,
yeah,
I would say. So you build the drill bit and you build the motor and you build the casing and then you put it all together with redstone and copper wiring.
See, and that's getting that just kind of way too crazy.
Yeah, like...
Then that's a mod, isn't it? Get a mod.
Yeah, it gets so complicated that really... I'd say that's the realm of the mod.
Like I think the next step, if they wanted to do something that dug a little bit faster, would be doing like an obsidian pick.
Yeah.
Like something above diamond, but maybe it uses redstone dust to power it, which still is kind of odd and weird. Like, I don't know how you would do that.
Like, you would have to explain this new item and anything extra. Like, an obsidian pick makes sense because obsidian's already in the game. It's really, really hard to mine it. Much harder to mine than diamonds.
Yeah.
So have obsidian where you use that as the head of your pick, and it digs faster, and it can dig through other obsidian faster.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. But doing something weird with, like, a drill, and how is this drill getting powered, and all this other stuff, it's just, I'm going to have to veto that one.
And obsidian plates. Yeah. Like, this isn't a lot of mods.
Mm-hmm.
Mod packs. It's actually its own mod, but... So, the obsidian plates are like any other plate, but only you can open the door.
And I remember that, and I... Well, I think the one that I used, it was only... Only players can open a door. Mobs couldn't.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what they need, right? Because we can't put plates in our doors because the villagers will run away.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, God.
And every time I see a villager open up that front door, I'm like, I so wish we had that mod.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, this is another pass, right? They need to do an obsidian pass. To me, it's like obsidian got, okay, we're going to throw it into enchantment table and, like... I think beacons
and the nether portal.
And the nether portal, and they'll leave it at that. But to me, it's like, that's that last block that they need to tap into and do some cool stuff with. But after that, like, not machinery. That's, leave it for mods.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry, Charlie. But yeah, so...
I can...
Good time for more?
No. We're actually perfect. It's 9:00.
Good.
And we're going to start talking about where you go to get in touch with us. By the way, we're on Wildfire Radio now.
Yeah.
WildfireRadio.com on Thursdays at 4 p.m. Eastern. So if you didn't get your fill of the show and want to hear it again, semi-played live something weird, go there and listen to it. Why not, right? They asked if we wanted to be there, and we said, sure, why not? Yeah. Like, there's no reason not to. And I'm sure they play their own ads.
WildfireRadio.com.
And if you go to submit.deadworkers.com, if you want to leave any submissions for listener contributions, Excavation Station, if you know some news that you want us to talk about, if you some need to get in touch with us, you can do that as well. My email's been broken this past week, I found out.
Oh,
SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, it's been sending people a notice that's like, we'll retry in 2 days. Don't worry about... And it's not. And it's... anyway. So, that's been
frustrating. Certainly sounds like a you problem. And
yes.
That's something we need to worry ourselves with.
Nope, not at all. So, you can watch the episodes on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
On Dead Workers Party channel. Call us.
Yeah, you can call us at 256-812-1010 or email us at theshaft@deadworkers.com.
I thought Mavs was going to pick up the slack.
Yeah,
there,
yeah.
But, I don't blame Mavs.
I never get to say any of these things. So I just thought I'd just leave it to you guys.
Well, how about you just give us three words then, Maz?
Comment, rate, subscribe.
And then come back next week. Good's going to be here.
Huh. Yes.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010. Dead Workers Party Network. Next to the breast, the shaft's the best. Ah!